This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2299. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded June 12th, Alaska, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chad, China, Congo DR, Europe, Falkland Islands, Finland, Germany, India, Lithuania, Mali, Mongolia, Newfoundland, North America, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Taiwan, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, we have some previews of special broadcasts coming up in the next couple of weeks, some of which will be outdated if you're not listening to one of our earliest airings starting Friday, June 13th. Also, a significant vote in the House of Representatives was expected late on June 12th, as we are recording, concerning the future of federal funding for public broadcasting. There's a story about that in High Country News concerning one particular public radio station, KYUK, in Bethel, Alaska. Defunding public media would hurt stations across the U.S., but for ones like KYUK in a remote area, which relies on CPB for nearly 70% of its revenue, it would be catastrophic. But just about every public radio and TV station was urging its viewers and listeners to call their lawmakers or email them to save public media. About this is at protectmypublicmedia.org. Algeria's shortwave station, Ifriqiya FM, although mostly in French and Arabic, does still have some English now and then, probably not at a reliable time. But for what it's worth, Manuel Menes in Spain heard English on Sunday, June 8th, at 0830 until 0845 on 17600. News and comment about the Sahara and other desert areas, and they did say we will be back next week. 17600 is the Beshar transmitter. This may have also been on the Wargla transmitter, scheduled at that hour on 15140. Every year on June 21st, there's a special broadcast from the BBC carrying greetings from their family members to those serving on the British Antarctic Survey. That, of course, is midwinter day down there. In past years, it's been at 21:30 UT, but advanced BBC schedule shows this year it's at 18:30, or rather 18:32 on all the BBC World Service frequencies. We don't yet have any info about special frequencies. There may be a few more beamed especially to Antarctica. That's Saturday, June 21st. Possibly next week we'll have more details. Mike Cooper says also it will even air on the American public media feed used by U.S. public radio stations, according to BBC listings, at 18:32 Saturday, 21 June. Thanks also to Tony Rogers for the original reminder in the British DX Club. Ron Howard in California updates us on Australian low-power stations, which he's been monitoring via remotes in Australia. 23554TRP was heard June 7th at 12:29. That's Christopher O'Reilly's shortwave station playing non-stop pop songs such as Cool and the Gang. And IDs is broadcasting from Kuranda, Queensland, 4TRP. On 2368.4, Radio Simban at 2045 June 7th, usual great selection of Greek music and singing. On 4835 VL8K, Domestic Shortwave Australia, June 7th after 2010, with a wide variety of nice orchestral music. On 4970, Radio 567 has not been heard recently, but on 5045, Bay Islands Radio, Sunday, June 8th after 0434, with non-stop rock songs. And he got a friendly reply from Shannon at the station. We are running 145 watts, using a transmitter from Australian company SRK. We will be regular on a Friday and Saturday night here from now on. It had been quite irregular. He says, I'm not the owner of 5045, but I'm the tech and provide the music to the transmitter. I also made the antenna, which is 1 kilometer from me. Kevin, my disabled mate, is the owner, who is funny with turning it on and off, so I'll have to put my foot down, LOL. I've been checking for the new token English broadcast of at least 5 minutes from RNB Brazil on 11780 and 6180 from the RNA Amazonia high power transmitters. On UT Tuesday, June 10th at 0150, I tuned in, but it was already in Spanish instead of English. And by 0154, it went into some other language. Seems like a native language. The next night, UT June 11th, I tuned in as early as 0140, but there was none of that. Just continuous hyper-commentary, presumably about a silly ballgame. Then on UT June 12th, at 0149, finally, something new in the token English segment. It was about the Festa Junina. During all of June, there are celebrations of three Catholic saints with lots of delicious food in different regions. They are Anthony, John, and Peter. And then it did go into Spanish at 0154. Via Hardcore DX from São Paulo State, Rudolf Grimm explains about the migration to the extended band. Stations that operated on medium wave in Brazil that joined the FM migration program to the so-called extended band, 76.1 to 87.9 megahertz. Those used to be the TV channels 5 and 6. At the time of the change, received government authorization to continue broadcasting on medium wave for another 5 years in a parallel program with the FM frequency. Others changed radically, completely extinguishing their medium wave station. There were also those that changed their name when migrating. Finally, still during the period of the change, some new stations appeared, both on the previous FM band and on the extended band, which did not come from medium waves. And then he has a list of a lot of stations. He's logged in the São Paulo area on 76.7 through 87.1 megahertz. Also, as of June 11th and 12th, Rudolfi surveyed the few Brazilian shortwave stations still active with their precise frequencies. Rádio Voz Missionária, 5940.34, 9665.03, they are variable, however, and 11748.94. Rádio Inconfidência, sometimes with a signal, sometimes not, on 6010.59 and 15189.82. Rádio Nacional da Amazônia was on exactly 6180, but 60 hertz above their other frequency, 11780. And finally, one which is always way off frequency, it really stands out if you can at least hear a carrier, as I can, Rádio Nove de Julho, 9818.43. Experimental so-called hyper beacons are mostly on the ISM band, a little below 13.55 megahertz. But there's another area which makes these available, and one is being heard on 6770.25. Gedison, Indiana has been hearing a CW signal. It identifies as VCO, but that is not an official maritime station. Rather, it's the last three letters of a ham call, VA3VCO, Joe, located west of Ottawa, says John Hudak. He's sending that ID along with a string of Vs. Says he's only been on the air for a few months and running 1 watt. Chad Non, Alexander Myatlikov in Ukraine, says, for 2 days in a row, I'm hearing the Encompass tune instead of Radio Andrasen International at 19-21 UT on 12050 via Wolverton. Jean-Michel Aubier in France replies, I just received mail from the station. Andrasen is still on shortwave, but 3 hours a day instead of six. The remaining times are 05 to 07. That would be on 6195 via Ascension during the first hour and 15505 during the second hour. Those are both Ascension as well as the only other remaining hour at 18 to 19 on 12050, when of course it collides with WEWN. Stephen Luce wonders, was Radio Andrasen affected by USAID cuts? Some broadcasting organizations received some funding from that. John Furiozzi reports on Saturday, June 7th, Radio Romania International, relaying domestic content between 13 and 15, is jammed by CNR, which is actually jamming Sound of Hope, beginning at 1400, also on the same frequency. 15340. Thoroughly ridiculous, considering how much open space exists on 90 meters. He says China has jammers all over the shortwave spectrum, and is more of a menace than anything else. Much is made about how ubiquitous CRI is in comparison to the unceremonious shutdown of U.S. AGM outlets. But China's offerings, at least in English, sound chaotic and without much form or substance, almost like they're just going through the motions. And there ought to be much more condemnation than there is about China's jamming. Tony Pavick, NBC, says, "A few weeks back I remarked I had not heard Chinese jamming of the Firedrake kind, and that most jamming in sand seemed to be CNR-1. Lo and behold, what should show up June 6th at 12:59 or 11:750, already in progress, and continuing past 13:30 UT. Not sure what they were jamming, nothing was co-channel at the time, but USAGM had a registration for Hausa via Botswana at that time. Admittedly, it wasn't exactly what I recall Firedrake used to sound like in places, but it was Firedrake-ish. Most curious. That is, traditional instrumental music only with lots of percussion." And Tony says, "I wonder if this was essentially a test of that frequency for China to take over what was a U.S. AGM frequency to Africa." On June 8th, Wolfgang Büschel says he was hearing what he calls presumably parked Firedrake channels from 09 to 10 UT on 12015 and from 10 to 11 on 17720. Ron Howard reports via a remote in Thailand on 6035, China's Yunnan Radio International. June 4th at 12:25 to 13:06, with easy listening songs, but there was an item in Chinese about their first space mining robot, and spelling out M-I-N-I-N-G, and later it went into Vietnamese at 1300. That was after their multi-language ID, including English. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan says, according to info from a DXer in Guangdong Province, China, the CNR-8th program, Voice of Minorities, has three new shortwave frequencies since May 21st. At 2055 to 2300, 11685 via Chishihar, that's starting with a Q, and then 23-06 on 17800. And for both those time spans, 17665 via Urumqi. Originally, Voice of Minorities was in Mongolian and Korean. The new frequencies were for Mongolian only. Congo DR, on June 11th, Dan Robinson says the latest newsletter from Radio Kahuzi has an update on the difficult situation and the impact on the station and the staff. A return to shortwave is still delayed because of concerns, and air presence may raise the risk level. They say, for the time being, we are not broadcasting in shortwave, as we do not want to draw attention from the rebels. I say, so the rebels are more shortwave listeners than on FM? Anyhow, the shortwave frequency used to be 6210. From somewhere in Europe, Free Radio Service Holland publicized a broadcast on Sunday, June 8th. At 1805, via the remote in Holland, I was hearing hard rock on 5841.006, also 7700.121. They were supposedly also on 9300, but I was only hearing a carrier on 9304.902. Ron Howard says the Kiwi SDR remote on the Falkland Islands is rarely active, but it was running June 9th at 0435 when he could hear Falkland Radio on 530 during a relay of BBC Newsday. Finland, Kari Kallio says, Radio Igloos, presenting a program of West Coast DX Club via Real Mix Radio, focusing on the club and its activities. It's Sunday, June 15th at 19 UT, with 300 watts on 6185 or 6195, depending on interference. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2299, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks for financial support this week from Terry Colgan in Texas, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on U.S. Bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. The June schedule for Uncle Bill Tilford's two programs via Channel 292 in Germany. From the Isle of Music, first of several episodes, featuring the best of Cubadisco 2025, Cuba's most important discographic awards. Friday, June 13th, at 17 UT on 6070, and at 21 on 3955, and then Sunday, June 15th, at 17 UT on 9670. And exactly 1 week later, on the same times and frequencies, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, the theme Bollywood versus Lollywood, favorite songs from India's and Pakistan's film industries. Also via Channel 292 Germany, Manuel Mendes informs us about the 43rd anniversary broadcast of Atlantic 2000 International. Saturday, the 14th of June at 0800, on 6070 and 9670, repeated at 19 UT on 6070 only. Ron Howard reports that Akashvani Kohima, India, on medium wave 639, had a drama in English, heard via remote in India at 0500 UT, a Sunday historical drama. It was about Chimaji Appa, who was an Indian warrior and statesman of the Maratha Empire. Alexander Myatlikov in Ukraine says Lithuania's LRTC stopped relaying Radio Liberty on 1386 kilohertz. It had paid for these broadcasts from its own funds from April, but the IBB monitoring system showed the last broadcast was on May 31st. Mauno Ritola says, I wonder where the 2 million euros from Sweden went, which were to support Radio Free Europe. Zaharias Udangas in Greece reports just a carrier from Mali on 5995, June 6th at 0639. Wolfgang Büschel says it was not on the air at all at 20 UT, June 6th. However, by June 12th, it was modulating music I could hear at 0633. It's a regular after about 0600 here, and that early that cannot be confused with Korean jamming or clandestines. Also, Manuel Mendes reminds us that on Saturdays only, there's a weekly magazine in English. He heard it on 5995, June 7th, at 1850 until 1900. Voice of Mongolia is well known for being off-frequency, but Wolfgang Büschel found it on the exact frequency of 12085 in English at 0919 UT, June 8th. Wonders if they have a new transmitter from China or their engineers have refurbished the old one to align it exactly. Filed under Newfoundland, we like to think of it as a separate radio country. No offense to Canada. Gander Volmet was scheduled to end on June 12th. I tuned in 6604 USB at 0620 UT as they started another 10-minute broadcast, also audible on 10051, 13270, and 3485. The shutdown was scheduled for 0901 UT, but Richard Langley in New Brunswick, who was also monitoring, says they were still going at 10:50, but they were gone by 11:20. A slightly delayed shutdown. Perhaps the day's shift hadn't arrived for work yet, or were still having their coffee. So, that leaves CHR, Trenton Military Ontario, the only Volmet on shortwave, but it's quite irregular. 15:034 in the daytime, 6:754 at night, both USB. On June 12th, Ron Howard got a reply from Ivan, the pirate behind Hikari FM, which was previously around 11530, but not heard for some time. What is his current situation, and what are his plans? He says, I plan to upgrade my medium wave station to 150 watts and try out the 60-meter shortwave band. But the problem is tariffs, increased costs for getting the parts from China. He says, all my radio and electronic projects are at a halt because I cannot order PCBs. Ordering them in America is too expensive, much more so than ordering with a tariff, in fact. Returning to shortwave, I really do not know. My options are redesign the Class D transmitter for 11530, get the new 60-meter band one and smuggle it through Mexico, or try to make the PCB myself at home and get the components I need from scrap or DigiKey. If I retune the current transmitter to shortwave, that would mean no local coverage. Sorry about this. I will be stuck with 1710 kilohertz and 30 watts for a while now. At least locally, I get a good 10 to 20 miles in each direction. Via Real DX, Brian Clark in New Zealand reports hearing a station at 1120 UT on the 10th of June, slightly above 1450 kilohertz by 16.5 hertz. And from his recording, Tim Hall in California was able to identify it as KWHW in Altus, Oklahoma, a station I've hardly heard in the same state. It runs 668 watts day and night. South Carolina non, big news this week, via Joe's Jacob. As per WaveScan, the Overcomer Ministry says it's ending its radio broadcast, that is, Brother Stare. Their website is overcomerministry.org, where there's a schedule. Last we saw, it was still showing many shortwave stations. More details in this week's WaveScan program. However, this has already led to a lot of discussion. Joe Hanlon says, good riddance to the endless drivel from this marathon of endless speeches going out to nowhere. And now a huge hole that such private shortwave stations will have to fill, WWCR and WRMI among them. Caroline Ford says, and Channel 292 in Spaceline, Bulgaria, Overcomer's a good source of money for small shortwave operators. Even though it's good to be rid of Brother Stare, it's not good for shortwave as a whole. Arthur Posner says, since these programs were on so many different HF bands, it usually was a good indication of propagation conditions, practically 24/7 worldwide. Tony Pavic says, a devastating impact also on WBCQ. I can see WWCR number 4 going completely off the air. And I think WINB will also be impacted. Stephen Luce says, quite possibly a fatal blow to several U.S. shortwave broadcasters, assuming this news is true. The surprise will be the shutdown did not happen much sooner after Brother Stare's death 4 years ago. WRMI might survive with greatly reduced overall output. Powered down transmitters are not eating electricity. And he wonders what WTWW will do. Weren't they going to put Tombs on one transmitter 24/7? From USAGM Monitoring via Michael in BCDX, June 8th, the following transmissions of Radio Free Asia are still being broadcast from Taiwan, mostly with high power 300 or 250 kilowatts. On 9560 at 16 to 17, Uyghur. On 9900 at 12 to 14, Korean. On 11805 at 15 to 16, Uyghur. On 15245 at midnight 30 to 130 and 2 to 3 UT, Burmese. And then with only 1 kilowatt on 11885 at 1230 to 1330 in Khmer. Via David Cole and Mike Cooper, see this Washington Post report on the 6th of June headlined, Chinese Propaganda Surges as the U.S. Defunds Radio Free Asia. Just in from Bill Tilford at 2048 UT, June 12th, the rescissions package narrowly passed the House. It will probably pass the Senate. He's referring to defunding public media via the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. In Radio World, Nick Langan reported, the commemorative Armstrong broadcast station will return in June to 42.8 megahertz in the New York City tri-state area, that is W2XMN. On Thursday, June 19th, Steve Hempel and the staff at the historic Alpine Tower in New Jersey will celebrate with a commemorative broadcast the 20th anniversary of the Armstrong Memorial event, which Hempel originally organized in 2005 to honor the man who made FM radio possible, Edwin Armstrong. WA2XMN, the Armstrong Memorial Broadcast Station, will return to the air on June 19th beginning at 12 p.m. Eastern. That's 16 UT. On 42.8 megahertz, Armstrong's original low-band frequency. Previously, it was heard as far as 100 miles away. Of course, we can only hope there might be some sporadic e-skip propagating it much further, but only for a while on June 19th. Sorry, this is slightly out of order, but important nevertheless, and it may be no longer applicable. But Mike Cooper forwards a story from the Washington Post of June 10th, headline, Rural Republicans Used to Back NPR. Then MAGA changed everything. And here's another rather contentious matter from CompleteMusicUpdate.com by Chris Cook on June 5th via Mike Terry. Headlined, If Congress forces AM radio into every car, it should also force AM radio to pay artists, says an open letter to U.S. lawmakers. Mandating AM radio without addressing the performance royalty issue would perpetuate an inequity that denies hundreds of megadollars in compensation to countless recording artists every year, says a new open letter to the Judiciary Committee of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. Congress should not overtly support and prop up a broadcast platform that exploits artists by not paying them for their work. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener notes that Vatican Radio has been heard with some special broadcasts not announced on its website, such as on June 9th at 10:20 UT on 17520, a holy mass in French, the Jubilee of Saint-Siège, and also on June 9th at 10:25 on 17540, the same thing, but in English. Kai Ludwig comments, perhaps such transmissions now take place whenever any live coverage is on air. This happens almost daily, rather during the rest of the day. They do it for literally anything where they can lug in cameras, including events that remained uncovered until rather recently. Marius Llangas notes, Voice of Vietnam, using a faulty transmitter, on 7284.96, June 7th at 11:33 in French, not only off-frequency, but making an internal buzz. Wolfgang Büschel says, the 7th transmitter unit at Son Thai, near Hanoi, is in duty as jamming, mostly against religious outlets. But the other remaining shortwave units at Son Thai are in much better technical condition, within a few hertz of, for example, 7435, 9635, 11720, 7220, 12020, but still 9839.960. An intriguing idea of mine, a barely audible carrier on 1309.68 kilohertz, June 9th at 0441. It so happens that there's a very close listing in the medium wave offsets list for 1309.676, Voz de la Patria Celestial in Barranquilla, Colombia. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued June 9th. ANKNC is peaking at 32-6 on June 14th, 35-6 on June 25th. The quietest dates of only 8-3 are June 19th to 22nd, and 28th, and July 3rd, 6-3 on June 29th and 30th, 5-2 on July 4th and 5th. Solar flux rising from 118 June 15th to a peak of 130 June 19th to 21st, and down to 110 by July 2nd. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2299, with a standard disclaimer.